I've got a question for you to start with. Feel free to call out some answers. Can anyone tell me approximately how many Christians there are in the world today? $3 billion, okay. Any other answers? Say that a bit louder. 10 million, okay. Any advance on that? 20 million. Sorry? 1 million? Oh, billion. Oh, 1 billion, okay, sorry. Okay, well, in the world today, there is approximately 2.2 billion Christians. And given that the population of the world at the moment is about 7 billion people, so that means almost one out of every three people in the entire world would consider themselves to be a Christian and considers themselves to have a faith in Jesus Christ. Now, obviously, around the world, there's many thousands of denominations and streams of Christianity, but most of them fall into, there's five major blocks. In the world, there's about 70.5 million Anglicans. There's about 400 million people that are from other Protestant streams of Christianity. There's about 218 million Orthodox Christians. There's about 275.5 million independents and about 1 billion Roman Catholics. So obviously there's lots of different people from lots of different streams of Christianity, and in these different denominations there's lots of things that are there to divide us. There's major issues such as how we interpret what's in the Bible, how we decide what's included in it, how we celebrate communion, the roles that men and women take in the church, what form worship should take, how we even govern ourselves as churches. And there's even much smaller scale issues in our own churches. There's issues that can even divide individual churches, let alone entire denominations. And some of these divisions that are in our churches are quite embarrassing and would give quite a bad impression to people looking from the outside, whereas there are some debates that would be quite helpful. And despite all of these divisions and different forms of beliefs that people have, in a little while we're going to be looking at a piece of text which is accepted by almost every major Christian denomination and stream in the world, and it's a piece of text which unites us all despite other major differences that we may have.